great honor to be here at Rosenblatt Stadium. The Beavers in North Carolina going for the national championship tonight, one of the biggest games in the history of sports in the state of Oregon. We've been here a couple of weeks now, but what a great way to finish this magical run for a winner-take-all game for the national title. This has been something special we'll remember it all our lives, and I look forward to a great one no matter what unfolds here tonight.
What did unfold that night led to one of the greatest accomplishments in Oregon State baseball history and brought them from an underdog team to become a national powerhouse in the college baseball scene in the following years. We went from a team no one had heard of to a team everyone wanted to be on. It took 100 years for Oregon State's baseball team to become relevant, but with the leadership from Pat Casey and a great amount of dedication, the Beavers became only the fifth team to win the national championships 2 years in a row and became one of the most beloved teams on campus and in the country. Although our team has grown immensely in the past 20 years, it has come from humble beginnings, and that began with Pat Casey. We interviewed Abino Vasquez, who was a starting outfielder for Pat Casey in 1996 and who still holds a close relationship with him to this day. When we asked him about his former coach and what he was like as a person, he answered with,
As a coach, he's a very honest guy. He doesn't sugarcoat anything, so if you had a bad outing, he'd let you know you had a bad outing. If you did good, he'd let you know you did good. As a person, very humble guy, down to earth, open arms, can go see him anytime. To this day, I could go see him and it'd be the same.
Although Pat Casey can be defined by his modesty, he knows how to flip the switch when stepping onto the baseball field. We interviewed the current starting pitcher, Ben Wetzler, and this is what he had to say.
Pat Casey is probably the most competitive human being on this planet. And if you compete, he's laid back, love it. If you don't compete, then there's going to be issues, and he's going to do anything he can to get you to compete.
Pat Casey was hired at Oregon State in 1994 from George Fox University. The division-winning team had just graduated, and Coach Casey had to rebuild the program from the ground up. In his first season as head coach, the Beavers finished fourth in their division, and the following 2 years finished second place. Coach Casey knew he would have to make some major changes within the program to attract the best players. Casey was a huge part of the renovation process of Grove Stadium at Coleman Field in 1999. The coach participated in the $2.3 million fundraising project, and he assisted in the design of what would become one of the nicest stadiums in not only the Pac-12, but also in the nation. Additional seating was added to Goss Stadium, a full press box, as well as first-class locker rooms for the players. Through our close ties with Ben Wetzler, we were lucky enough to score an interview with Coach Casey. I met with him at Goss Stadium during one of the baseball team's scrimmages, and I asked him about the stadium renovations and how they have helped the Beaver baseball program. If you listen closely, you can hear the sound of the batter smacking pitches into the crisp fall air.
Well, I think that helped the players. Like I said, they have a place that they can go and they can call home that is, you know, truly a terrific site. The fans, it's a great place to watch a game. The seats are right on top of the field. We have an electric atmosphere around here, and it's, from a coaching standpoint, it sure is easier when you're recruiting. You know, you bring a kid in, I think from the time he walks in and looks at the place and goes, wow, everything's first class. They got a beautiful yard. They pack the place. All those things are immensely important when it comes to attracting the players that we're trying to get here to come to Oregon State.
We wanted to do some further research into the stadium upgrades and how they had affected the program, so we made a trip to the school's archives. We couldn't find very much information on that particular subject. Rather, we found a ton of information in regards to the College World Series, including programs, the players' ID cards, and even typed lists that each player was given that told them what to pack during the tournament. It was cool to see the variety of items the archives had compiled of our baseball team. We had left the archives with a newfound knowledge and appreciation of what our baseball team had been able to accomplish. We found out that in 2005, they went to the College World Series for the first time since 1952. We had attracted top-notch players like Jacoby Ellsbury and Tom Crichton. Although we did not win that year, we followed the next 2 years with back-to-back national championships. This was a huge turning point for the Oregon State baseball team and brought national recognition to our program. Since winning the national championships, Goss Stadium has seen two additional facility upgrades, including even more bright orange seats for Beaver fans, a stadium suite called the Omaha Room, a brand new players' lounge, a scoreboard that has instant replay capabilities, and an academic room for the athletes. Again, this has turned Goss Stadium into one of the most unique and loved stadiums in America. We began this project wondering how the OSU baseball program had evolved while under head coach Pat Casey. We learned that he has brought tremendous respect and popularity to our program in the state of Oregon, as well as in the country. He has been a pivotal part in transforming our stadium and providing opportunities for fans and players that other programs can't offer. This, in turn, has made the recruiting process much easier and has brought many top athletes to Corvallis. We have gone from an average team to a force to be reckoned with in college baseball. We have gone from subpar facilities to a state-of-the-art stadium. And most importantly, our Beavers have become one of our most loved and spirited sports on campus. With the dedication and determination of our up-and-coming players and a long coaching career ahead of Pat Casey, it is only a matter of time before we make our next trip to the College World Series and bring home another national championship.
9-3 Beavers, bottom of the ninth inning. Patterson ready, the 3-2 pitch, taken, strike three called, and the Beavers are